Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name is Kylie Walczak, a host here at Pedaling the Pueblo, and I'm joined in the studio at KXCI today by two members of the Bikist Collective. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves for us?
My name is Madison. I'm a bike mechanic and the art coordinator.
And I'm Carlin Arteaga. I'm a mechanic and collective member at Bikist.
All right. Welcome, Madison. Welcome, Carlin. And we're here today to talk about the WTF program.
WTF stands for Women Transgender Femme Workshop, which is our Monday special programming that we do. So we're open 6 days a week, which is a lot for any bike shop. We're open 6 days a week to every single member of the Tucson community. But on Mondays, we're closed to the general public and open specifically for people who identify as women and or transgender and or femme people.
These are hours set aside to be able to do what?
So during the WTF nights, we not only help people maintain their bikes, but we also are fostering a community here in Tucson where people can come and hang out, even if they don't have a repair that they need to make to their bicycle. We've been doing social bike rides once a month to bring people out onto the streets of Tucson and to feel comfortable riding bikes together. We have been doing craft nights once a month to encourage people to come out and have fun in our space, even if they don't want to work on their bike, want to hang out with us.
What's the feedback been like from the community that lets you know that this is a program that's needed and supported?
We've had a ton of feedback from people. I mean, over years and years of time, we've had people come to us who seem really comfortable in the shop and on any day of the week. And once we get to talking with them, they'll say, yeah, I first came during the WTF workshop, and that's how I got comfortable in the space. And now I feel great any day of the week, which is exactly what we want. We don't want people to feel like they can only come one day of the week, but we recognize that there's feeling of intimidation in a bike shop kind of space where it's folks who haven't grown up with that or haven't been encouraged to participate in mechanics and be in mechanical spaces feel shy, intimidated, unwelcome. So what we want to provide is a welcoming space for folks to sort of get their feet wet, gain some confidence, so they'll be really stoked to be in our shop on any day of the week.
And Madison, you mentioned, like, in addition to learning how to use tools and work on their bicycles, there's a number of other programs associated with WTF Night. Can you talk a little bit more about some of those?
Sure. Our monthly social rides happen the first Monday of every month, and they usually run from 7 to 9, and we try to make the routes fun. Last month, Carlin took us on this really rad tour of funky public art around Tucson. So back in January, we started having monthly WTF craft nights, usually the second Monday of the month. And that is meant to be a really fun space for people to drop in and make something out of recycled bike parts. So we've had jewelry making stations and inner tube wallets and pouches and magnets and inner tube flowers.
So let's go over how people can find out what's programmed and what's going on.
Yeah, they can come into the shop and just ask. They can also check out our website, bikist.org, and then we have a specific WTF tab on there, a link. We also are very active on our Facebook, so both Bikist and Bikist WTF have Facebook pages.
And the big news last year was that y'all moved from your location. So what's your new address?
Oh, our new address is 2001 North 7th Avenue.
All right, thank you both very much.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop, located at 311 East 7th Street. Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.